I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I heard this one today. Put it in the rotation. 3:32. We're down back to Florida and Tampa. Your friend Steve Jervey, who has become our friend here on the Mark Reardon Show, our official hurricane correspondent, unfortunately. How are you holding up down there, Steve?
Oh. In fact, the phone I'm talking to you on, hello?
Yep, sorry, that was operator error. I didn't have you punched in right away. Go ahead.
I'm doing great. The phone I'm talking to you on was charged by my generator, so that should tell you all you need to know.
How did you spend your night last night? Because this thing ended up coming in a little bit quicker than maybe anticipated, right?
Just from a sleep standpoint, that was very kind of it. I did get to bed a little early. Went to bed about 1:30 as the storm pulled away, but you know, it came in earlier and allowed me to, observe it and be part of it. And it was very impressive. It's probably the worst hurricane I've seen in my house since I've been here for 26 years. But that doesn't mean anything. It's like in the big picture, hurricanes like this have hit Florida for, you know, centuries and thousands of years. So I just happen to have one where my house is.
Right.
Did you have any damage, though, to the house? And I'm guessing this is from winds?
Yes. Winds, no water, thankfully. The winds were very strong here, probably gusting to 90 around the backside, especially on the northwest side of the eye as it moved across the state. Surprisingly, it's not surprising. I've seen storms do really, really strong winds. You think, oh, they're gone. And then the winds come around and they're stronger than they were on the front side.
Yikes.
So that's not that surprising. In terms of flooding, I went out on my front porch last night and I looked and it looked like there was a river going down my street. It was like from left to right. It looked like you were standing by a lovely stream, except that stream was coming right up to my front porch. We had so much rain and it just, you know, it flooded. I could see all the way across the neighbor's front step as well. And I was a little worried then because, you know, this is kind of an unprecedented for me. This is probably worst storm here since probably 1921, although we didn't have the flooding. It could have been so much worse.
Yeah, explain what happened there, because I was listening to some of the description earlier, the way that the hurricane took a little bit of a right turn and then that kind of sucked the water out of the bay.
Yeah, because, just like a wheel counterclockwise, the winds go around the center of low pressure, which is the hurricane. So if you're south of the eye, then you get strong winds coming onshore and you get all that water that's pushed up. That's the worst side. If you're north of that eye, then you're getting winds going offshore toward the Gulf of Mexico, around from the north. So you have the exact opposite effect. You don't have the advancing worst winds on the south of it, the storm surge. You have, in fact, water going out like it did briefly in Tampa Bay. And I've seen that before. Tampa Bay is very shallow. It's like I've seen it before when the water just empties out because of those winds going offshore and people are out there walking and, you know, looking for seashells or something. I don't know. But it's very, it's a very shallow bay ultimately.
Okay. I didn't know, Steve, about the tornado thing, that was a combination. And some of the stuff we're seeing today on TV is really just
crazy.
Tornado damage. And then you see they just got the whole thing.
It's insane. People don't know about that. But there's a lot of wind shear. That's winds that change direction with height, causes that spinning, right? Coming from this lower level, this direction from the higher levels, that's what causes the spinning, that causes the tornado. We don't get those kind of tornadoes in Florida, wedge tornadoes, the ones you see in Oklahoma, you know, that you see the storm chasers, those crazy guys out in Kansas somewhere. We don't get those in Florida. Usually ours are kind of, they dance around and they go back up into the clouds, the majority. But because the wind shear was so great, and this was a very intense storm, it on the outside, those rain bands, and I've seen it in storms, it's unbelievable the amount of shear that goes in these rain bands. They spin off like tentacles around the center of the storm, and they're just incredible amounts. And they saw that they had like 120 tornado warnings, mostly to our east, southeast Florida. And the pictures I saw, I was like, what is this, you know, like Texas? You know, it's incredible. So that's why it was really dramatic for Florida, because we just don't get that kind of tornado.
Well, and that's, I think, what's been stunning for those of us watching from afar is some of the damage. I mean, we talked about Tropicana Field and what happened there. That's pretty dramatic when you see the Tampa Rays ballpark. And by the way, there's been a, they've not unexpected. Ethan just sent this to me. I think there's a hockey game. The Saturday game, South Carolina at Tampa Bay has been, or Carolina, not South Carolina. I'm sorry. That's the National Hockey League. But that's been postponed because of some of the damage down there. One of the questions I was thinking about last night, and I'm sure you've answered this, maybe even with us, but is there a simple way to explain, like, when the hurricane just gets started, like, I guess it's a tropical storm at first, what happens to just ignite it? Is there an easy way for someone like me to understand that, Steve?
It's heat. It's the earth, basically tropical storms, even thunderstorms that you get there in St. Louis. It's the earth releasing the massive amount of heat it develops from the sun. And in the northern hemisphere, low pressure is rising here, and, it's true everywhere. Low pressure is rising here, high pressure is sinking here. In the northern hemisphere, the force of the turning of the earth causes that, in low pressure rising here, the force of the turning of the earth causes it counterclockwise to move around the center of that low pressure, which is a hurricane. I was talking about that. It's the opposite with high pressure. In the southern hemisphere, it's just the opposite. But that's what it is. It's heat, rising air, and then favorable upper level conditions for it to continue to draw energy off a warm surface water. And there's a thing called a latent heat of condensation. There's a heat that's released from the condensation process, and that's what fuels the hurricane.
Wow. There you go. Did you get that part?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Because that's the only thing I've heard that makes any sense. And high pressure keeps you clear, right?
Yeah, you can. Oh, you know how a cold front comes through, and it's kind of hot and humid in St. Louis. Also, cold front, you get some thunderstorms, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, the winds change out of the northwest, and high pressure from Canada builds in.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, clear sky, not a cloud in the sky. It's beautiful. You got a northwest, northeast wind, whatever, and it just changes the scene instantly. The earth is constantly trying to equalize. Earth's air has weight and mass. So it's constantly pushing and pulling, pushing, and that's what causes wind, and that's what causes things like this. But remember, when you see things like this, this is what the earth does. It's letting off heat energy. It has to go let it off somehow. And in this case, in the tropics, that's how it does it, one of the ways.
I'm assuming, because you're on the phone with us here, you did not lose power, or is
he
that
said a generator?
Oh, that's right. You said the generator. The host was not paying
attention.
Can you
hear in the background? Sounds like
I can't hear it, but that's so. I saw the number was like 3.8 million people going that didn't have electricity. Is there, I mean, that may be something that doesn't get the switches go back on right away. In other words, it's going to take a while if there's power lines down, right?
It's complicated, yeah, because it's just, you know, there's so many people and there's so many, you know, sources of loss of power that it's difficult for them to chase down and fix. But, you know, one of my great friends, it was nice enough to send me a text and go, I got power back. And I was like, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for letting me know.
Do a lot.
I mean, have it back.
Is it the majority of folks have generators because they anticipate something? I didn't think so.
No, majority of people don't have generators, but there are people that do, including myself, because I did that job for so many years.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah.
I've studied this for years. So, yeah, mine is natural gas. It just kicks in when my power goes out, and it runs like 15 circuits, including an air conditioner, which is huge. But I also had my TV last night, which was helpful. But, so now, it's fine. I mean, it's part of living here, and honestly, it doesn't happen. Now, you can live here for 50 years and not have something like this happen, or you can have it happen twice in a year. It's crazy like that.
That's weird. Yeah. All right. Well, Steve, thank God you're safe and everything maybe was not quite as bad as we thought, especially if you're looking at the potential death toll. It seems relatively small. But we're still, you know, I still look up at the Fox screen here. I'm seeing new images come in every minute or so, and I don't think we know all of the extent. Look, I said this earlier too, Steve. I don't think we know the extent of North Carolina right now.
No, we don't. That storm was amazing because it was so wet and slow moving and big. This one for Tampa Bay, you could say they were spared. We got hit with winds, but it could have been so much worse had it come into, say, you know, Clearwater. It would have shoved that water into the bay, nowhere for the water to go, and then you would have had a massive, even much, much worse. Ugh. So we were lucky in that regard.
Steve, how far south did the damage go that's bad?
Well, to be honest, I've been cleaning up my yard, and it's going to be like a week-long project. So I don't have any assessment of the damage other than to know that that was a Category 5 for a long time. It had built up a huge storm surge, pile up the water, and it's got to come ashore. When it comes ashore, you get smacked pretty good. So you're going to continue to see stories out of there, especially with Helene passing. And people were, you know, throwing up their hands like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. But
Well, don't take this the wrong way, but for your sake and everyone else down there, I hope we don't talk to you for a while, Steve. Right?
I hope to not talk to you guys soon, too. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All right, take care. Wow. I mean, he's rolling with it, and that's what you got to do. But maybe they got off a little easier than we anticipated. And I said, too, I think a lot of people heeded the warning, Sue, because of what happened a couple of weeks ago. We're coming back. Don't forget, we got Sue's News after 4.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.